8 o'clock hour, sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks. I'm sure Coach Q could use a little who this morning. 8:42 in the morning, we go to the coach now. So, how was your weekend?
Well, it was good up to the game time.
I don't even know how you explain that one. And, I don't know how you explain it because, look, these guys have all the talent in the world, and it just wasn't there yesterday.
It was a it was a tough game. We didn't have much going for us. Give them credit; they had a lot of momentum coming off their trip, and they had their first outdoor game and played like it was game seven. And we didn't have the same urgency, but they were firing, and we had a little delay. And whether it was our quickness, handling the puck, stumbling, we had a lot of things that we are traditionally don't do. So it was a we're on the receiving end basically the whole game and couldn't get going.
I was concerned maybe it was some bad lutefisk or some Minnesota food. I've lived in Minneapolis for 5 years. They're nice people, but they're sneaky.
I don't know. I think they're the nicest fans. Being there in the playoffs the last 3 years.
They're great people.
After being in different places.
Yeah.
I mean, the fans are pretty genuine there as far as, hey, they wish you the best, keep going after and root for you along the way. So it's and you can see the fans having fun in the stands. It looked like everybody had a good time outside of Blackhawk fans watching it progress. But it was I think both Blackhawk fans and Minnesota fans are having a good time.
Yeah, it's an amazing event, but it's not an event you guys have had a lot of success in. Is there anything to make of being 1-4 outdoors?
1-4, 1-3.
It's 1-3? I'm told 1-3.
Yes.
It's 1-3.
Okay. It feels like 1-4 after yesterday. the last game was the only time where I think we're out of it. The Detroit game, actually, we're up 3-1, and we're going very well in that Detroit game there, and they had a little run on us there. So, and then I go back to the Washington game. We could have easily won that game or, got it to overtime. And then the outdoor game here in Chicago at Soldier, we played a great game that night. It was kind of what we saw last night the other way around. So it was that's why it was hard to see that coming. I didn't, I thought it was going to be a very intense game, very close game. And, it's tough to predict games in this, in our business.
Well, you've had quite a week, starting with the win at Madison Square Garden, the trip to the White House, and then you go to Minnesota. And you had, not only was the alumni game played, but you also, as you guys have done prior to all these outdoor games, you got out on the ice with the Wounded Warriors. What was that like?
Oh, that was great. I love that. And the players do as well, and the Wounded Warriors, I look forward to it. So it was, everybody's out there playing hockey, something they love outdoors, in a great setting and a great environment. So it was it's competitive as heck. It seemed like the game went long this year because the guys were at the end of it with like spent. So it's a good workout, and everybody's having fun the whole time, and they're playing for keeps, and our guys are having fun doing it as well. So it's it's a good day. We had a good little practice before that as well, and it's always fun being on the ice. That was the fourth time we played the Wounded Warriors, so it's look forward to that.
In the alumni game, Troy Murray scores a goal, and you couldn't hear this, obviously, because you were working yesterday, but in the pregame yesterday, Troy was talking about hitting the Advil hard after. So, but the alumni game had to be a lot of fun. I know they had a reception for the guys on Friday night, and I think if you're new to the Blackhawks bandwagon in the past few years, God bless you, everybody's welcome. But, man, that old Blackhawks-Minnesota North Stars rivalry was something else.
That game was great. I enjoyed watching the game. The guys were playing hard. The goaltending in the game, Jimmy was great too, but all four goalies were spectacular in the game. Looked like they didn't have too much rust to that they had picked up over the years, and they looked pretty good. And, the pace was good. Troy makes a great play on the goal. Jimmy makes an unbelievable save. Savvy's still got some speed out there. Chelly looks like he still could play. and you could talk about everybody, but I'm sure the camaraderie between their own teammates and then getting together against an old rival and sharing some old war stories were a lot of fun for everybody. So, you know, and I saw Troy, after the game on the bus there or on the plane, saying how sorry he was from the game before. So it was I'm sure a lot of those guys, put some ice packs on their on the end of their beer bottles last night or that night.
A good time for a little bit of a break. I mean, you stay at home, you play Nashville. It's a big game for you on Thursday. Do you expect to have Hossa back by then?
I don't expect him back. We'll see this week.
You said a couple weeks. Yeah,
we get on the ice tomorrow. It's still a little too soon there, and we need him to practice a little bit to get a pretty good idea where he's at.
You know, it's a three-team battle in the Central at the top, and then it drops off significantly. But everybody's obviously dangerous, as we saw yesterday. But then, you know, looking a little bit ahead, because that's my favorite thing to do, and next Sunday against the Capitals, who have had a tear-em-up season on the East. Any guys on your staff take a look at those guys and go, we could see these guys down the road, and they're going to show us something that we could use down the road? Do you do that kind of research this far out?
We usually focus on our next opponent, and then we have days or time in between where we zero on our next opponent. But you know, when you get close to the very end of it, you know, you look and you start handicapping who you could potentially be playing in their first round, and sometimes you got as many as 6-7 teams where you could possibly could be playing. But you hope you're part of that process where you're in a playoff spot, or you can. You're looking at who you could be playing, then you zero a little bit on the teams you're going to be playing on. But, when you're playing a top team, there's obviously a lot of things that you're looking at that you're going to say, oh, they're doing right, and they got a lot of things going for them, whether it's their lines and the depth of their team or the physicality of their team. What's making it work with Washington is they got a little bit of newness to their team, got the consistency of their top guys scoring. They added some more scores to their team, but they got some way more depth than they've ever had, and they're big, and they play a hard game, and they're as good as anybody we've seen over the last 2 years over the course of the regular season.
Yeah, and a good coach there too. A guy that was with the Preds forever. So a couple of days off, you going to kick back a little, or it doesn't stop? It's too late in the season, and the Q's got to keep working.
We'll be keep moving along here. They got the Duncan. A terrible event tonight.
Yep.
And then they have we have practice tomorrow, and we'll see how that goes and gear up for Nashville.
Last thing, and this goes to the Eddie Olczyk sermon all the time, because he always wants to teach the juniors and teach the kids. From a coach's standpoint, these guys have been there, done that. Do you need to say much to them after a game like yesterday, or because of all the success you have had, the less said the better?
All timing. Sometimes when you address it, how you address it, they'll know that yesterday's performance was not good. Whether they hear it from a teammate, whether they hear it from us at that moment, a day later, 2 days later, they all know it was unacceptable. And let's go fix it, and let's not make that. Let's not do that again.
That seems to work. You know, if Q said that to me, Dave, I wouldn't do it again.
I think he has, and you haven't.
That's how you learn.
I didn't convince you on that one. You weren't buying that one.
That's how you learn. Well, take a couple hours off, man. Enjoy the day, and we'll talk to you later in the week.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you later. Thank That's you. Coach Q, sponsored by Kevin. Who's it sponsored by?
Hooters. Gotta love Hooters.
Hooters is the original wing joint. You know what else Hooters is? And you guys probably don't know this. Hooters is a way of life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Mary, do you have anything you want to add at this point?
Where is the gift card?
Yeah, where's the Hooters gift card?
I swear you guys think I have it.
I was supposed to have it.
The traveling Hooters gift card has been missing.
I think Kevin took a trip to Hooters.
No. It's Andrea had it last, so.
I would only have one place for it. Well, many places for it, but I don't have it. I swear I don't. Ooh, maybe it went the same route as your barbecue set, Kevin.
No, we know who stole that.
They go together.
And he still works here. All right, Mary, what do you have?